And now a look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. This is the final week to see the exhibit Passion, the Art of Collecting at the Acadiana Center for the Arts. These are works from the collection of Giuliano Cesari, which are in the collection of the Georgia Museum of Art, over 300 pieces of art that he has collected over a lifetime, some centuries old, all on display at the ACA in the main gallery. You have until this weekend to see it on the 12th. Restore, which is the store for Habitat for Humanity, is open Wednesday through Saturday. They accept donations, and all proceeds from Restore go to help Habitat for Humanity. Restore is at 215 East Pinhook in Lafayette. The website is restorelafayette.org. And the Backyard Series continues at Vermilionville this evening. It is a presentation of the Center for Louisiana Studies at UL Lafayette. Tonight, from 6:30 to 8:30, the presentation called The World of Boudin, or Le Monde du Boudin, that will feature Dr. Bob Carriker and manufacturers of boudin in the community. That is free and open to the public. All are welcome to bring their own stories and artifacts having to do with the history of boudin, or just go and listen to the presentation. Tonight, starting at 6:30 at Vermilionville. This is the Backyard Series presented by the Center for Louisiana Studies. The Riveters, a local theatrical group, will open their production of Michael Jacobs' Cheaters this Thursday, January 10th at Cité des Arts. Tickets are available by going to the website or calling Cité at 291-1122. The play will run through this weekend and the following weekend also. On Saturday, the Bagmat Ministry invites you as an individual or perhaps a service group to come and learn to make sleeping mats for the homeless from recycled plastic shopping bags. That's this Saturday, January 12th, from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Grace Presbyterian Church on Roselawn Boulevard in Lafayette. You can stay for an hour or the whole day. For more information, their email is mats4homeless@gmail.com, and the four is the number four. This Saturday, Acadiana Word Lab will be held at Cité des Arts from 2 to 4. Presenting the drafting writing workshop is Jim Phillips, who is the education director at Cité des Arts. It's free and open to the public. Also this Saturday is Second Saturday Art Walk in downtown Lafayette. Galleries up and down Jefferson Street in downtown will be open from 6 until 9, some places 5 until 8. For more information, you can go to downtown Lafayette. There will be a presentation of the Danish film A Royal Affair by the Cane Fire Film Series this Saturday, January 12th, 7:30 at the Light Center on Cajun Dome Boulevard. For more information about the series or the film, they are on Facebook. It's a / Cane Fire Film Series, and you can buy tickets at the door or through their website. And their Cinema on the Bayou will open on Wednesday, January 23rd, with a screening of Sushi and Sauce Piquant by Pat Meir. That will be the opening of the series. For more information, you can stop by their website, which is cinemaonthebayou.com. There will be openings at the Hilliard University Art Museum on the UL Lafayette campus on January 19th. A collection of works by artist John Buck, Save Magnifique, will open, as well as a collection of contemporary folk art from the permanent collection. For more information on those exhibits or the opening, you can go to the Hilliard website, which is museum.louisiana.edu. And for a listing of programs on KRVS, please stop by our website, krvs.org, clicking on the schedule or searching for an individual program. Stay tuned to KRVS this afternoon and evening. We're with NPR's All Things Considered from 4 until 6 o'clock. From 6 to 7, Terry Gross hosts Fresh Air. At 7 o'clock on Tuesday evenings, it's From the Top, hosted by Chris O'Reilly. And at 8 o'clock, we begin our evening of locally produced jazz, beginning at 8 with John Green's Night Train Jazz. That goes until 10, at which time you can hear Djamma Garnier's Passport to Modern Jazz. In just a moment, we will join NPR's All Things Considered.